Blog Talk Radio.
Love.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning to all the viewers, those that's online, those that's listening by your computer or your radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Joy and Peace, where today we have a wonderful lesson today that we will bring forth today on this air. This is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. So glad you have stopped by the show. If anyone would like to participate in the show today, all you have to do is press 1 on your keypad, and I will gladly bring you in. But before we start, let's have a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do on this broadcast. Let it draw someone else closer to that bleeding side. Let someone notice about the program today on what they must do to rectify the generation that they're living in today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today our lesson is going to be coming from Proverbs, the 30th chapter, 11th through the 14th verse. And you can follow along with me. And if you have anything that which you would like to add to enhance the show today, please feel free to hit 1 on your keypad, and I'll be more than happy to bring you in. Well, today the name of our topic is Four Fallen Generations. You know, we have, some people have 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 generations of families that may still be living. Praise God. You know, there is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet it's not washed from their filthiness. The word generation means a class of people. You know, sin entered into the human race. These four classes of people have existed. The scripture describes our own day and time. This could be you, your son, your daughter, your friends, or someone you know. I trust you would know and not be classified in either of these, but so then make a change today of the fourth generation. So today we're going to dissect the four generations from Proverbs, the 30th chapter, 11th through the 14th verse. You know, it seemed to me that the word just prior to the second coming of Christ, he described in our own day and time that which we are living in at this present time. First of all, we'll start a generation that disrespect and dishonor parents. I know you're seeing that each and every day, whether you're in school, whether you're in the grocery store, a place of business, you see where children, this generation, is disrespecting and dishonoring their parents and grandparents. You know, here we find a class of people that's mean. They may not mean to be mean, but yet disrespected to parents is one of the worst kind of mean. The Bible say, not me, the Bible say, to honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. You know, perhaps a meanest worst is parents who are mean to their children. You know, this verse says there is a generation, a class of people, could be old family and does not bless their mother. You've seen children just outright curse their father and their mother. No respect. Talk to them any kind of way. And they have brought them up. They have raised them. Because they can't have their way or they can't get what they think they should have. They're either disrespecting and dishonoring the parents. They're killing them. They're doing all kind of mean and hateful things. The Bible is fulfilling. If you're reading the Bible, you would understand what I'm saying today. And if anyone would like to say anything on this topic that's on my switchboard, feel free to hit 1 on your phone keypad. You know, there is seen a breakdown of the oldest institution in the history of mankind, that is home. children now are raising themselves. Someone else is raising the mother and father. They're working, or it's a one-parent, single-family household. Mother trying to corral everybody, keep everything running on an even keel, teaching the children right from wrong. But there's some that's not teaching the children right from wrong in this generation, the fourth falling generation. You know, though home life and parenthood, a lot of people get it twisted. God's purpose for people is projected. God said to the first parents, populate the earth. You know, through the seed of woman, God would in due time bring forth his son to suffer, to sacrifice, and die for the sins of the world. How many of you today are ready to sacrifice your children? Die for your children. You're killing your children. So we know it's not a sacrificial children killing their parents. It's not a sacrifice. It's because they don't know the difference between a need and a want. Your need, God will supply. A want is something you want that don't necessarily mean you need right now. You know, no wonder the devil, early in the history of the human race, began to invade the home, seeking to destroy the backbone of humanity. You see, families, how the enemy just come in. It's not a day go by, two or three people don't ask you to pray for them and their families because it's chaos. They done left the church. They done left worshiping God. They done stopped reading the Bible or other religious material that would help them in scripture. Everybody want to do their own thing now. That's not the God thing. That's why I'm saying four fallen generations being disrespectful to your elders. I know some of you all can relate to what I'm saying today. Here in the word of God, you find it in the word where Cain killed his brother. How many today you know killing their brother, their sister, the whole family? Cain dishonored his parents and God in this action. You know, if they really think about what they're going to, what they want to do or going to do, they will stop even considering of killing the family member, killing mother and father that brought them in the world. You see it on the news every day. Just here the other day, someone killed their family. Some killed other people that didn't belong to their family because they couldn't have their way. They killed the children. Then kill themselves to keep the mother from having her, or the mother keep the father from having her, kidnap all fallen generation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, you think God, it didn't destroy the home, nor the faith line God raised up seed. Excuse me. Here God is showing us through the word of God. All we do, hold on a moment, is pick up our Bible. I have someone would like to come on, and I'm fixing to bring you on. Area code 832, last four is 4790. Fixing to bring you on. Good
praise
morning,
God.
Caller. You're on the line.
Amen. Praise God, woman of God, overseer. Praise God, Elliot. It's an honor and it's a privilege to be on this radio blog. And I just pray that, you know, all of you that's listening in, praise God, that your ears are in tune and that the Spirit of God would just penetrate your heart this morning, you know, and it's just a blessing to be able to just support the woman of God and just be able to be a part of what she's doing on today, because, you know, I thank God for, you know, that message, because it just alerted me. And I said, well, I'm going to be on today to support the woman of God. And what you're saying is so true. What we're dealing with in this in this generation. And I begin to, as I begin to listen to what you were saying, and then I got a chance to, you know, read the scriptures, and it says in Proverbs 30:11, it said, "There's a generation that curses its father and does not bless its mothers." 12 is saying, "There is a generation that is pure in its own eyes, yet it's not washed from its filthiness." And you know, it was saying that let me just do this part right here. It said, "There's a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up." In 14, it said, "There's a generation, their teeth is like a sword." It's like swords. "And whose fangs are like knives." And then it said, "It divides the poor and the needy." And I think about Overseer Elliot, how that's who you take care of. You take care of the poor and the needy. And I begin to think about how it said that this generation, that their mouths, praise God, their teeth is like a sword. I mean, can you imagine somebody's teeth is like a sword, just mutilating everything that's going on in their lives as children and even as mothers and fathers? Truly, that this word is so right. He said the fangs, like their hands are like knives. Oh, God, help this generation on today, the first, second, and third generation, God. Help us, Father. It hurts. You know, God said there's nothing new under the sun, but praise God, we're living in the last days. We're living in the last days. And not only that, but it's nothing new under the sun. So this stuff been going on. It's just in a worse way. It's more a horrific way. When a father is gonna molest their own child or rape their own child, you know we're living in a bad time. And the mother would do the same thing, or the father would leave his child and just leave the mother out there. We know it's going on every day, every second, every minute. Well, a father would kill his children and his wife, and the wife would do the same. You know, we are living in a horrific day. And then it said 14, it said to devour the poor of the earth and needy from among them. We living in a horrible time. We got to pray. You got to listen to this word. You need to be a prayer warrior if you standing for what is right, that you would intercede and that you would pray and you would seek the face of God, that Lord would turn some things around in this generation, in this time. That's why the woman of God is on this radio. Praise God. That's why she on this radio doing the will of God. Crying out in the wilderness. So I count it an honor, and truly I call it a privilege, praise God, to be on here to help out and to do whatever I can, pray and intercede while she going for. So I thank and I praise God for each and every one of you, and I just didn't want to be on here and didn't say nothing, praise God. And I pray that the words that's coming forth, that it'll penetrate your heart and it'll bear forth good fruit on today. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I just want to say I thank God for the woman of God. And God bless you, woman of God.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor.
Yes.
And if anybody else would like to say something on this topic, four fallen generations. You know, here, even in verse 14, as she was reading it, this is a class of people that's mean. You know, you've met some people, it's so mean. Mean is a junkyard dog. You've heard that little saying. That part is not in the Bible. You know, paraphrasing, we put that on there. But they know they're mean. They're just mean just to be mean. You know, you meet some people, they don't even know you. They don't know your name, but they're so nasty and mean towards you. You say, well, Lord, where they come from? Well, what's their problem? You know, that teeth are like sword and knife, ready to pounce on you at any minute, any given time. Don't know you, don't know your name, but they got that devil in them, that evilness, and that's what we're talking about today, the generation that's now. All the things you see going on right now in our time. Generations gone by, you would have never thought of killing your mother, your father, or your siblings. In disrespect for, and when they tell you to do something, you got your mouth all primped up, or they tell you something that's going to prevent you from going to jail or prison to keep you out, but you don't believe fat meat. It's greasy. You rather charge yourself than when you get behind them bars, you want to call everybody. That's what we're talking about today, the fallen generation. You know, they robbing now. They stealing now. They plunder now. They killing. You at the drop of a hat. They don't think about doing nothing. They just push the go in the classroom and kill innocent children. Don't need a church, don't know the parent, don't know the school teacher. But you have let the enemy filtrate your mind instead of letting God be in your mind. You know, here they're talking about Star Wars, causing riots. You see people that cause riots over a little minor new detail. There's a little something minor. They done blowed it all out of proportion, and everybody around the country is rioting and don't know really why they are rioting. You know, they push dope. They're pushing the dope in the pulpit, pushing the dope in the school, putting the dope on the job. Killing the generation. Can't y'all see today what the enemy is doing to your children, to your loved one, to yourself? You have not realized that the enemy is in this generation trying to take you out. You never heard of such thing as each other, y'all, killing up one another. You know, that's what's going on in the world today, in this generation. You know, here going lies with all the things I have given you and above. I'm talking about today, four fallen generations, coming from Proverbs 30, 11, and 14. Read it at your leisure, and let the Lord open up your mind to show you how crafted that enemy can be. You know, they're often in places of high authority. They are power seekers. How many people you know so much power seekers nowadays? Pleasure seekers, prosperity seekers. Have you ever heard of so much prosperity? Sure, we need finances to get on. Pay your tithes and your offering. Do what God say do. You know, don't worry about pleasure seekers. God, he will bless you. You can be here, but oh my, I'm here to tell you, he'll bring you out of hiding when it's your time. He'll bring you out of hiding, but you got to trust in God, not give up, not throw in the towel. And don't be a power seeker, but you got to have, so you feel like what's going on in America now. Everybody want to have that, they think that power, but God is all powerful. He's in control of everything. You know, then there is a generation, this is another generation, I'm giving you four today. There's a generation that is proud. That went for verse 13. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes and their eye, let's lift us up. They don't want somebody else to pat them on the back. They want to lift themselves up. I did this. It's all about me. No, don't be so thinking you so proud that you can't fall, you can't come down. You know, this is a class of people who are mean and can't see it. You know, lofty eyes and lifted up eyelids are symbol of pride. My. They are better than anybody else. They are haunted. You know, you'll find some people that think, well, I'm better than you. Well, what's so different about you and me? God made us all equal. If you cut me and cut you, we both gonna bleed red blood. So now what's so different about me, you and me? God made us all. But they have that proudness. You know, that pride is classified as one of the seven deadly sins. You'll find that in Proverbs 21, verses 4. And I'm going to turn right on over there for those that may not have their Bibles at the time. Let me turn right over there real quick on Proverbs 21, And the word of God says in verse 4, and high look and a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked is sin. That's what the Bible says. I'm not giving you something that wasn't in the Bible. If you have your Bible, you can read it for yourself. And over in Proverbs, the 16th chapter, we're going to go to the 5th verse. Let's read what that says also. Let me turn over to that. And the word of God says in the 16th chapter, in the 5th verse, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Did you hear what I just read? Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hands join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. That's what the word says. That's one of the 7 deadly sins. You know, pride is a prelude to destruction. Don't you know you can be destroyed? You can destroy yourself with so much pride? You'll find that in Proverbs 16 and 18, and I'll read that one. The word of God says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Oh, my. You know, also it says, pride comes from conceit. You'll find that in Proverbs 26. I'm going to turn right over there because I'm giving you scripture so you can read it for yourself. The 26th chapter and the 12th verse, it says, seest thou a man wise in his own conceit, there is more hope of a fool than of him. See, God talking about a fool right in here. So when you say somebody about a fool, here it is right here in Proverbs chapter 26, verse 12. Seeing thou that a man wise in his own conceit, there is more hope of a fool than of him. You know, begun with self-esteem brings deception. You'll find that in Galatians 6 and 3. Bring shame, Proverbs 11 and 2. And bring a man low, you'll find that in Proverbs 29 and 3. You know, the other one I have is, there is a generation pure in their own eyes, but are still not washed. Here is described a class of people who are mean and won't admit it. You done met people right in your own family that's mean as a junkyard dog. Everybody in town knows it, but they won't admit it. In their own eyes, they are pure. That is, they don't see themselves as sinners, separated from God and on the way to hell. H-E-L-L. That's in the Bible. Hell. You know, they are like the Pharisees of Christ's day. Clean outside, but rotten on the inside. You know, believers, good works will see. These cannot see the need to repent, believe Christ. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be clean inside and outside. He wants us to be able to repent.
Okay.
Believe. Hallelujah. Pastor, would you like to say something coming up to our closing?
Amen. I just want to say that I truly thank God for this radio blog, and I thank God for the 30 minutes. I thank God for you, woman of God. I thank God for your persistence and your dedication, your devotion. I just thank God for being on here today, and I pray that hearts have been touched and that, you know, God would just, you know, it just take one person to change a world. It can change the world. You know that God would use somebody to bring life into some father, some mother, some child's life, you know, and that God would just, you know, use whomever in this generation and in this time. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I thank God for each one of y'all that came on today. May God bless and keep each one of you. And pass this message on to someone else, whether on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I don't use all those, but this is a message that all the generation, especially the fourth fallen generation, should hear. They should honor their fathers and mother. They should not go around being mean as a junkyard dog. They should have respect and not disrespect. They should have honor and not dishonor to their family members and to anybody that they meet. You know, this is, and it starts at home. It don't start abroad. It starts at home. If the family are in the home, it should be taught in the home respect and honor, integrity. That should be taught in the home. And when you see somebody being disrespectful, do it in a godly way to let them know that didn't sound right or that wasn't right, you know. But have you tried God? Have you went to the Word of God to see actually what you're saying? What do that line? Do that conversation lined up with God? And if it, that means you need to say, wait a minute, let me check myself or I wrecked myself. Because I'm in a generation and I don't want to be put in that position. I don't want God to blow the home, Gabriel to blow the home, Jacob to blow the home, whoever you have to blow the home. And he found me in a backslidden condition. I've been serving the Lord 70 years, but then all of a sudden he could have snatched me up right then, coming down by being just a mean junkyard dog, doing stuff I know I shouldn't do. My parents are gone. Grandparents are gone. You couldn't pay me. I don't care how much money it is to say the stuff that these children are saying today to their parents, their both parents and parents, their godparents. You all better check yourself before you wreck yourself. That's my word for you today. Look around you in the generation that you're living in. The world is going to hell in a handbasket because nobody want to get up there and let the other fella know you're wrong. This is the way it should be. No, we all make mistakes. We all have sin. That's why we go to God and ask him to forgive. But if you so mean as a junkyard dog, you can't ask God for forgiveness, what's going to happen to you? In hell, you're going to lift your eye. So today our broadcast was on four fallen generation, taken from Proverbs, the 30th chapter, 11 through 14, and I give you other scriptures that you can pair with, paraphrases on some of the things that I brought to you today. Next week, we may be missing for appointment for the doctor, but if I can come on early, I will let all my callers know. If not, we'll try to still do the broadcast. It may be later than it was today, but we give God the praise and the glory. Continue listening at Blog Talk. We are going on 14 years that we have been on, and it's the ones God put on their heart to tune in. And so keep that on your calendar for every Wednesday that we come on from 10 to 10:30. Any guests that would like to come on, I always extended the time. I've only did it for 30 minutes because I have to go do something. But other than that, we can go longer because talking about the Word of God, I am ready for the Word. I want to learn. I want to know what the Lord. So I hope all of you that's listening, pass it on even and on Facebook and things, that you will listen to this broadcast today. Pass it on to someone else you know that's going through. When you go to the prison and see so many young men and women in prison, I was there yesterday coming in younger and younger, hoping and wishing they could turn their life around. And while they had a chance, they didn't want to respect their parents or their elders. They wanted to be disrespectful. They wanted to dishonor those that was over them. So today, our broadcast came from Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott, located at 6806 Belfort Avenue in the City of Houston, State of Texas, City of Houston. And please stop by our broadcast. Send me some words of encouragement on Facebook or on Blog Talk. If you like this program, give someone else the number. And the guest call-in number is area code 646-716-4389. Would love to hear from you. Have a blessed week. And until next week, you know, if I had the tools of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you and tell you just how much I love you. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.